All right, so today we're going to try something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not going to be looking at, all the usual research papers and news
Right.
articles and all that. Instead, we're going to be kind of diving into the world of fiction.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a look at Playworld by Adam Ross.
Okay.
We've got some excerpts from it.
Okay.
And basically, we want to just kind of see if it's something that maybe, our
Right.
listeners might want to add to their reading list.
Gotcha.
No spoilers, though.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
So think of us as like
Okay.
your bookish friends, giving you like a little sneak peek
Right.
without ruining the ending.
Like a little taste test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also.
You know, it's funny because novels are kind of their own deep dive, aren't they?
Oh,
You
yeah.
get to explore like all these characters and all these themes,
Right.
but over a much longer period of time,
Yeah.
it's like a really immersive podcast that just kind of unfolds.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And Playworld definitely seems like it would be good for that kind of deep dive. It's we meet Griffin Hurt. He's a former child actor.
Okay.
And he's looking back on his life
Oh, wow.
in New York City
Okay.
during the late 20th century.
Interesting.
And he's just kind of wrestling with these memories, who's trying to piece together his past.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating to see how he's kind of trying to understand how he became who he is.
Well, and what's interesting is we're getting this story through his eyes
Right.
years later.
Yeah.
So right away, you're dealing with like an unreliable narrator.
Right.
You know, like the way he describes things, the way he questions his own memories, it makes you wonder, you know, what's real,
Yeah.
what's been like colored by time,
Exactly.
or even maybe like wishful thinking.
Yeah, you're constantly trying to like read between the lines
Right.
and figure out what he might be leaving out or even what he might be deceiving himself about. It's that kind of mystery that just pulls you in.
Absolutely. And it makes you think about your own memories too.
So totally.
Like, how much can we trust what we remember?
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like the book is a mirror, you
Interesting.
know, reflecting back not just on his journey, but on our own way of seeing the world.
I like that. Yeah. And Griffin's journey is particularly unique
Okay.
because of his background. He was a child actor.
Oh, wow.
So he's got this really unusual childhood
Right?
that most of us can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Navigating show business,
Right.
dealing with all that pressure and fame
At such a young
at
age.
such a young age, yeah.
You can't help but wonder how that kind of upbringing shapes a person.
For sure.
And from the excerpts we have, it seems like he's got this
Yeah.
really complicated relationship with ambition.
Right.
There's the allure of it, obviously, the desire for success, but it also seems like he's wrestling with the downsides too.
Yeah, there's definitely like a dark side to it, right? And
Yeah.
it's not just him, it's like his whole family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like his parents, his dad was a struggling actor.
Okay.
His mom was dedicated, but kind of totally overwhelmed.
Right.
And their marriage was really strained.
Oh,
It was
wow.
almost suffocating at times.
That's interesting how in the excerpts you can actually see these patterns
Yeah.
repeating themselves.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, like there's a part where Griffin's father, Shell,
Right.
is making this deal with an insurance agent after a fire.
Okay.
And it just seems really shady. And then later on, we see Griffin making compromises to try and get ahead in his career.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even put that together.
It's like history is repeating itself.
That's a great catch. It really makes you think about how much our families shape us
Right.
in ways we might not realize.
Yeah, good and bad.
Good and bad, for sure.
Exactly. And it's almost like our past is this invisible script that
Interesting.
we're always rewriting and
All
revising,
right.
but the original lines are always there lurking beneath the surface.
And then there's Griffin's younger brother, Oren.
Okay.
Talk about a complicated sibling dynamic.
Yeah.
You get this sense of rivalry and resentment,
Right.
but also this deep connection, this unspoken understanding that only siblings can have.
Right, but some of those unspoken things
Yeah.
are pretty dark.
Oh, really?
There's this flashback to the night of the fire,
Okay.
and the way Orin remembers it completely contradicts Griffin's version of events.
Oh, wow.
It's chilling.
Yeah.
It really makes you question what actually happened.
It's like,
Could he be repressing something?
right, is he
Yeah.
repressing a trauma or,
Potentially,
right,
yeah.
that's what's so captivating about this book.
It really pulls you in.
Yeah, you're constantly trying to figure out who to believe, what to trust. It's
Right.
like you're piecing together this puzzle alongside Griffin,
Yeah.
trying to make sense of his past
Right.
and how it's influencing his present.
Totally.
And Honestly, the more pieces you find, the more questions you have.
Exactly. It just keeps you wanting more.
Yeah, and let's not forget the other figures in his life,
Right.
like Elliot the family therapist and Keppelman the wrestling coach.
Interesting.
They're supposed to be these sources of guidance, right?
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah, but the lines get blurred
Oh, really?
and you start to wonder about their influence.
Oh.
And it's maybe they're not as trustworthy as they seem.
I see.
What's so fascinating about those relationships is that they highlight this whole theme
Yeah.
of perception and memory.
Right.
Like, are these mentors genuinely good people,
Yeah.
or are they manipulating him in
Look,
subtle ways?
yeah, and since Griffin's already questioning his own memories, it
Exactly.
makes it even harder to know for sure.
It really does.
It's like he's trapped in this maze of his own making,
Oh, wow.
trying to find his way out.
And we're right there with him.
Yeah, we're right there with him, lost in the twists and turns.
Lost in the maze. And
Yeah.
sometimes getting lost in a good book is the best feeling. Absolutely. Especially when it's a book that really makes you think.
Right.
But before we go too far down the rabbit hole,
Okay.
let's talk about Griffin's romantic relationships.
Interesting.
The excerpts kind of hint at these encounters,
Right.
from childhood crushes to more mature relationships. It's clear that love longing and, the whole idea of intimacy plays a big part in his story.
There's one scene that really stands out.
Oh yeah, which one?
It's after this wrestling match
Okay.
where Griffin's really pushed himself to the limit.
Okay.
It's very physical, you know. And then right after, he has this incredibly intimate encounter with Naomi,
Oh.
his coach's wife.
Wow. Okay, talk about a roller coaster.
Right.
It's that scene is charged.
It really is.
Yeah, it's like the steam from the showers is blurring the lines between them,
Oh,
both literally and figuratively.
I like that. Yeah, and it really makes you wonder about the nature of their connection.
Yeah, what is it? Is it genuine or is it more
Yeah.
complicated?
And then, of course, there's the age difference,
Right.
which just adds this whole other
It's like
layer of
yeah,
complexity.
it feels like the book is hinting at these blurry lines between adults and teenagers, the power dynamics at play,
Right.
and how those relationships can have a lasting impact.
It's a sensitive topic,
It is.
but it's handled with such care.
Yeah, I
It's
agree.
not preachy or judgmental.
Right.
It just lays it all out there and
Right.
makes you confront how complex these situations can be.
Yeah, speaking of complicated, we also get these glimpses into Shell's past.
Oh, really?
Yeah, specifically his encounters with two figures, Millie and Logan.
Okay, it's almost eerie how those flashbacks mirror
Yeah.
Griffin's own experiences.
Yeah.
Like, Millie represents this passionate love affair that ends in heartbreak.
Yeah.
And then there's Logan, this famous actor,
Wait.
who Shell seems to both idolize and envy.
Yeah, and there's this sense that Shell made some questionable choices
Right.
to get ahead in his
Like,
career.
he made compromises.
Yeah, compromises that might have cost him that relationship with Millie. And it makes you wonder, is Griffin on the same path?
Right.
Is he headed for the same kind of downfall?
It's like this cyclical pattern,
Yeah.
like father, like son.
Can we escape the patterns of our past?
That's the question, isn't it?
It's a question that keeps popping up
Yeah.
as you read the book.
And that's what's so great about this book.
Yeah.
It's more than just a story, it's a
Boy.
conversation starter. It
Totally.
makes you think about memory,
Yeah.
identity, ambition, and
Yeah.
just the whole tangled mess of human relationships.
He really does.
Yeah. It's really amazing how Adam Brooks uses these tiny little details
Yeah.
to like build this bigger picture.
Right.
It's not just about the main plot points, you know, it's the
Right.
smaller
Right.
moments that reveal so much about the characters,
Like
like
click.
what makes them tick.
Yeah, one that really stuck with me was the whole thing with the fire.
Oh, yeah.
We get these two totally different memories from Griffin and Oren,
Right.
and it just leaves you hanging. Like,
Totally.
what really happened that night?
It's brilliant how he uses that scene to play with perspective. Like, Griffin remembers hiding in the closet,
Okay.
even setting a jacket on fire,
Wow.
hearing the family cat cry out.
Oh, geez.
But then Oren describes it totally
Oh,
differently.
really?
Yeah. He says they were already in their room
Okay.
when the fire started, that
Huh.
they had to wake up their parents.
It's almost like a game.
It
You're
is.
trying to figure out
Yeah.
which brother is telling the truth,
Right.
or maybe if they're both remembering things wrong.
Exactly.
And it makes you question how much we can ever really trust our own memories.
Especially with something
But
traumatic.
right, especially with something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
It makes you wonder if we're all unreliable narrators
Oh,
in
totally.
our own lives, you know?
Shaping our memories
Yeah.
to fit the stories we tell ourselves.
Exactly. And the fact that Griffin's the one telling the story
Right.
makes it even more intriguing.
Yeah.
We're seeing everything through his eyes, but we're constantly reminded that his perspective could be skewed.
Yeah, it's such a clever way to draw the reader in
Right.
to make you an active participant.
You're not just reading a story,
Right.
you're investigating it.
Alongside him.
Yeah.
Questioning everything.
Another scene that totally transported me was the wrestling match.
Oh, yeah.
His descriptions are so visceral,
They are so real.
so real. You can practically smell the sweat and hear the crowd.
I know, and what I find so fascinating about that scene
Yeah.
is how he uses physicality to reveal Griffin's character.
Oh, interesting.
We see him pushing himself beyond his limits,
Right.
embracing the pain, and
Wow.
ultimately achieving the sense of transcendence.
Through the sport,
Yeah.
there's this one line that gave me chills.
Oh, yeah, which one?
I am loosed and untouchable.
It perfectly captures that feeling of being in the zone
Right.
where nothing else matters.
It really speaks volumes about his drive.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, his
His
ambition.
ambition, for sure.
Wrestling becomes more than just a sport.
Right.
It's a metaphor for his desire to prove himself,
To break free.
to break free from the constraints of his past.
Exactly. And speaking of breaking free,
Oh, yeah.
there's that encounter with Naomi right after the match.
Right.
Talk about a mood shift.
I know, right?
We go from this intense physical struggle to this
Oh.
incredibly intimate moment.
Yeah, and the way he describes that scene with the steam from the showers,
Yeah.
it's like he's blurring the lines between them,
Totally.
physically and emotionally.
It's one of those moments where you just have to pause.
Yeah.
Let it sink in.
It's so charged.
Yeah. And it leaves you with more questions than answers.
Like, what is their relationship really?
Right. Is it a genuine connection?
Yeah.
Or is there something more complicated going on?
Right. And then there's the age difference, which
Exactly.
just adds this whole other layer.
It does. It feels like the book is touching on these really sensitive
It
topics,
does.
like power dynamics,
Right.
the lasting impact of those kinds of relationships.
Especially on someone as young as Griffin.
Especially on someone so young.
Yeah, but what I appreciate is that it's not handled in this sensationalized way.
Well, totally.
It feels honest
Right.
and nuanced,
Just like real life.
exactly like real life.
It definitely makes you think.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a second
Okay.
and talk about the glimpses we get into Shell's past,
Right.
specifically those encounters with Millie and Logan.
It's almost like looking in a mirror, isn't it?
It is.
The parallels between Shell's experiences and what Griffin's going through are
Yeah.
just striking.
So
You
striking.
have Millie, this whirlwind romance,
Right.
burns bright but ends in heartbreak.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then there's Logan, this successful actor
Right.
who Shell seems to both admire and resent.
It's that classic, like, wanting what you can't have.
Totally. And there's this sense that Shell made compromises
Yeah,
to
huh?
get ahead,
Right.
compromises that maybe cost him that relationship with Millie.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if Griffin is headed down the same path,
Right.
repeating the mistakes of his father.
And that question of whether we can break free
Right.
from the patterns of our past,
Yeah.
it really resonated with me.
It's like we're all carrying this invisible baggage.
We are.
The hopes and disappointments of those who came before us.
Exactly. And Playworld does a fantastic job of exploring that idea.
It really does.
It makes you question how much of who we are is determined by nature versus nurture.
Right. Are we products of our environment?
Yeah.
Or do we have the power to forge our own destinies?
That's what makes it so compelling.
It is.
It's not just entertainment.
Right.
It's a reflection of the human experience.
Totally. It makes you think about your own life.
Yeah.
Your own choices, your own family history.
And it does it in such a captivating way.
It does.
It's a book that stays with you
It really does.
long after you've finished reading it.
So far, our deep dive into Playworld has taken us on this journey
Yeah.
through memory ambition,
Right.
the complexities of family
We've
relationships.
encountered unreliable narrators,
Yeah.
stolen glances. We've wrestled with questions of truth and perception.
We've only scratched the surface,
We
though.
have. There's still so much more to uncover.
I know. Like, what will Griffin ultimately discover about himself?
Right.
And how will his past shape his future?
Those are the questions that keep me coming back for more.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
It's like we're on the edge of our seats,
Yeah.
waiting for the curtain to rise on the final act.
Well, listeners, we're not quite ready to drop the curtain just yet on the
Oh,
final part of our deep dive.
yeah. Okay.
We're going to explore the ending of Playworld.
All right.
But don't worry, we'll keep it spoiler-free.
Okay.
We'll delve into some of the bigger questions it raises.
Okay.
Discuss the themes that resonated with us.
Right.
And leave you with some final provocative thoughts to ponder.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our Playworld deep dive.
Yeah.
We've talked about unreliable narrators, all those crazy relationships, the parallels between Griffin's life and his dad's.
Right.
But there's one big piece of the puzzle we haven't really talked about yet.
Yeah, what's that? The ending.
You know, I'm a little hesitant to even use the word ending.
Oh, really? Why?
Because even though the story, like, technically has a conclusion,
right,
the feeling it leaves you with isn't, like, finite or anything.
Interesting.
It's like there's all these loose threads.
Yeah.
All these lingering questions that just keep swirling around in your head.
Even after you've closed the book.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of ambiguity really ties back to one of the core themes of the book.
Which is?
The elusiveness of truth.
And how memory shapes our understanding of the past.
It makes you wonder what really happened.
Yeah.
Even at the very end.
Right.
We're still kind of left wondering.
About certain things.
About certain key moments, like the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels like the book is saying those definitive answers aren't the point.
Interesting. So, like,
it's more about how those events shaped Griffin.
Shaped how he sees himself.
Right. How he sees the world around him.
So if those answers aren't neatly laid out,
right,
what is it that Playworld wants us to like?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
For me, it felt like this invitation.
Okay.
To examine our own narrative.
Our own stories.
The stories we tell ourselves.
About who we are.
Right, about where we come from.
It makes you think.
It really does.
Are we being honest with ourselves?
Yeah. Are we letting the past
control us?
Dictate our present?
Even if we don't realize it.
Right, you know?
It's like the book is holding up this mirror.
Oh, I like that.
And we see reflections of our own lives.
Right, our own struggle.
And Griffin's journey.
Yeah. And I think another big takeaway is how it explores ambition.
Oh, yeah.
We see it in both Griffin and his dad, Shell, and there's this pull towards success.
Right.
But it also makes you think about the costs.
The sacrifice.
The compromises, you know.
There's that scene with Shell later in life where he's reflecting on his choices.
Right.
And he seems to realize that maybe he was chasing the wrong dreams.
Oh, wow.
That happiness and fulfillment aren't always tied to external success.
That's so true.
It's like the book is saying, hey, true success is more about self-awareness.
Right.
About aligning your choices with your values.
It's a much harder path to navigate, though.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay.
So would you say Playworld is a hopeful book
or
a cautionary tale?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It doesn't shy away from the messiness of life. The fact that we're all flawed. Just stumbling through.
Just trying to figure it out.
Searching for meaning.
But there's also this hopefulness there. Suggestion that maybe the journey is the reward.
It's about the growth.
The self-discovery.
Yeah.
It's like the book is saying, hey, it's okay to not have all the answers.
Right.
Life isn't about reaching some predetermined destination.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's what makes it so powerful.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up.
Okay.
What's your final provocative thought about Playworld?
Ooh. Let me finish.
What's that one thing you want to leave our listeners with?
The title itself has been like stuck in my head.
Oh, really? Playworld.
Yeah, Playworld.
Interesting. Why?
It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Are we all just playing roles?
Mm.
Even to ourselves?
Like putting on a performance?
Yeah. We create these identities, these narratives. We perform them for the world.
But what happens when the curtain falls?
Exactly. Who are we then?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right.
I'll be thinking about that for a while.
Me too.
And listeners, that's what we hope for after every deep dive.
Yeah.
We want to leave you with something to think about.
Something to spark your curiosity.
Maybe inspire you to explore something new.
So tell us.
Would Playworld be something you'd pick up?
After this conversation.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And in the meantime, happy reading.
Happy reading.